resistor to go fight, to resist the Gulf War. He is the director of Courage to Resist and will be giving us an update on Bradley Manning's case.
Coming out today. Courage to Resist exists to do one thing, and that's to support the troops who refuse to fight. And the last 5 years now, we've done that directly with over 200 people. We've helped hundreds more of people in the military, the inactive, ready reserve, the IRR, refuse call-up. The Army shows that over 2,000 troops have refused to re-enter active duty service and simply not showing up in opposition to the involuntary recall. We've done some pretty amazing cases. If you look at the case of Aaron Watata, the first officer who refused to fight in Iraq is now out of the Army without spending one day in prison. We freed Mark Hall, who is facing 5 years in prison for writing and singing an angry hip-hop song against the Army's stop-loss policy. We freed Army Specialist Alexis Hutchinson, an Oakland native, when she refused to fight in Afghanistan last year when she couldn't find childcare for her one-year-old infant, Kamani. We freed Dustin Stevens and disbanded the punishment platoon at Fort Bragg last year when Dustin and 50 other guys were facing long prison sentences for refusing to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now we're proud to take up the case of Bradley Manning, 22-year-old intelligence agent, 22-year-old intelligence analyst, who is facing over 50 years in prison for sharing the video collateral murder with the WikiLeaks website. On Thursday night, we had a full house, a standing room only forum at the Humanist Hall. We raised $3,000 for his defense. In the last 7 weeks, we've gone from nobody being able to talk to Bradley while he was in solitary confinement in Kuwait, to helping him get transferred from Kuwait to the stateside in Quantico, Virginia. We've hired and paid the majority of the legal fees that are going to be associated with this case. Bradley Manning now is represented by civilian attorney David Coombs out of Boston, who is fighting for him in the legal justice system. I talked to David on Thursday, and he said that he wanted everybody to know that Bradley is well aware of the 20 different protests happening around the country and around the world this week. And he very much appreciates everybody's support and concern, and he looks very much forward to being free to actually join us in helping end these wars sometime very, very soon. I'm going to be coming around with a bucket. So if anybody hasn't donated to Bradley Manning, I'll give you one more chance to do so. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for supporting the troops who refuse to fight. And let's work together to free Bradley Manning. We can literally save this young man's life. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Free Bradley Manning. Free Bradley Manning. Free Bradley Manning.
Free Bradley Manning.
So if you don't have any cash on you or checks, you can always go to courage2resist.org and make a donation directly to the website. So Ray mentioned the Creech 14. Some of us did have the opportunity to go down to Nevada and spend time with Kathy Kelly, Father Louis, and be with them as they were headed into trial. The trial is protesting Creech Air Force Base, which is the headquarters for the drone strikes that are happening on the borders of Afghanistan and Pakistan. He did mention that one of their expert witnesses, Ann Wright, was there. Ann Wright is a colonel and retired official of the U.S. State Department. She was one of three State Department officials to publicly resign in direct protest of the invasion of Iraq. I'd like to invite Ann to the microphone.
Thank you, Nancy. It's great to be here in San Francisco. It's great to be here to be standing up for a brave, brave young soldier, Bradley Manning. a brave soldier who is saying to his own military that I know what my obligations and responsibilities are as a military person, that I am supposed to, by military regulation, report when I see criminal actions being conducted by members of our military. And that's all it's about. That's all he's saying, is I am reporting a crime that's been done. And yet the military says, yeah, but we've classified that information. So because it's classified, the criminal acts committed by employees of the Department of Defense, that you can't tell it. You can't say anything about it because we've classified it. Well, that's not right. That's not right. And that's why we do have this thing called, that the military has the obligation to report. As, you know, the Nuremberg trials prove that indeed it's the responsibility of people to intervene when they see criminal acts. That's why you all are here, because you all are witnessing. You all are the ones that are saying, we know something's going wrong, and we're here to tell our government we don't like what they're doing, whether it's the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, torture, the use of drones. And Nancy mentioned, I was one of the three expert witnesses that was allowed, finally, an expert witness allowed to testify in a trial of 14 people who had allegedly trespassed onto a military installation. First, I want to recognize all the people that have been to Creech Air Force Base either this last weekend or during the previous 2 years, where there have been lots of protests. I know Code Pink Women for Peace has been there all the time. Everybody that's been to Creech, raise your hand. Let's hear you. Yeah. Yeah. And many of them have been arrested at Creech Air Force Base too. But what was so interesting about being allowed to testify was that at the end of the day, after the former Attorney General of the United States of America going all the way out to Las Vegas to testify in a state-level court proceeding, and then Bill Quigley, the legal director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, I mean, that wonderful organization that has been trying to protect the rights of people who have been accused by our government of doing terrorist acts against the United States government, over 800 of them that have been in Guantanamo now, many of them for over 9 years. Of that 800, over 650 have been released, no charges at all. 9 years later, how many people have been tried in Guantanamo? I think it's two. Bill Quigley, who's standing up, who made such a tremendous argument to the court, and that's an argument that will be, what we hope can be made for Bradley Manning. It's not just about classified information, as the trial in Las Vegas was not about trespass. That's not what it was about. It's not a simple thing like trespass. It's not a simple thing of disclosing classified information. It's what's beyond that. It's what is the issue at stake. At Creech Air Force Base, the issue at stake is that we're using these unmanned aerial vehicles to assassinate people, to assassinate them. And now the Obama administration says that he will assassinate American citizens with those drones. No trial, extrajudicial assassination. And that's where in the trial for Bradley Manning, it's not going to be about disclosing classified information. It's what was the information to start with. It was that we saw on Collateral Murder, the video that he's allegedly to have given out, that by golly, if any of us had seen it, I hope we would have had the nerve to disclose it too, don't you? I mean, that is a horrible, what those helicopter pilots did was outrageous and criminal. It was criminal, you saw it. I mean, first they shot people that they were saying were insurgents. And then that one poor guy that was still alive, that was crawling, barely crawling, and hear the decision, oh, are we gonna kill him right here? And the little laughter, ha, ha, ha. We'll take him out, we can take him out. And then the big van drove up, a big van, and people were coming out to help these people who had been shot. They didn't know why they'd been shot, but they just saw fellow citizens that were on the ground dying, and they were coming to their aid. And then the front seat of the car, and you could see it in that video, and those helicopter pilots, if they didn't see it, they're blinder than bats, were sitting two little kids right there in the front seat. Who were in those vans? Well, reporters were in the vans. And you heard on that video, do we have, they're going to get him. They're going to take him away. We need to shoot him. We need to shoot all of them. Well, there is a real reason why Bradley Manning had to disclose that. I mean, those are criminal acts. I mean, that's called murder. That's sitting in your helicopter and blowing the shit out of people that are just there to help other people. And those are the same men and women flying in those helicopters for our U.S. military in Iraq and Afghanistan, in Pakistan, that are going to be coming back right here to San Francisco and to Oakland, and they're going to be flying those helicopters in your own police departments. Because over half of the people now in our police departments are returning veterans. Returning veterans. And if you don't think, and you know, you live here in San Francisco and Oakland, and you know the problem with police brutality. You know what the problem is when people who have been to these wars kick in with that PTSD, kick in with all of a sudden they're flying their helicopters up here and all of a sudden something happens and flashbacks going back to Afghanistan and Iraq. It's a really brave person, this Bradley Manning, to stand up to say, I'm willing to go to jail because I think the American people need to know what's going on. Another thing we need to be really aware of, and last night I saw the Pat Tillman story, the movie Pat Tillman. How many of you all have seen that one? Not enough of you. Oh my God, you've got to get over to see it. I mean, we've got to support that movie. If you have any popcorn left in your popcorn bag, or if you still have a soda left in your hand and you haven't thrown it at the screen, when on the scene after Mary Tillman and her husband Pat have been for years and brothers have been trying to get the U.S. government to tell how their son, their brother, was killed. Finally, the U.S. military admits it was friendly fire. His own unit blew his head off. And then you have sitting in a congressional hearing, and I was a part of that hearing. You'll see many of your friends in this video of Donald Rumsfeld, General Pace, General Myers, General all of Abizad, General I can't remember. Do you remember that congressional hearing where all the senior leadership of the Department of Defense said they could not remember exactly when it was that they found out that indeed Pat Tillman had been killed by friendly fire? And yet we know that there was a memorandum that was sent eyes only, that was sent to the senior leadership of the whole government to say to the President of the United States, oops, you better not keep glorifying his death because our guys killed him. But when you see that, and you see the lying sacks of shit, pardon my French, that have been leading our country, have been lying to our country, whistleblowing on war crime is not a crime, but I'll tell you what the crimes are that administrations, the Bush administration followed on now by the Obama administration that they're doing, that by golly, we need to hold them accountable.
Yes.
We've got to hold them accountable. It's not too late at all. No, it's not too late. In fact, Condoleezza Rice is going to be coming into town on October 18th. Let's greet her and give her a good San Francisco welcome. John Yoo, the week of torture that's going to be going on over in Oakland in the middle part of October. These are times that we have to get together again. I know you're tired. I know you've been fed up with this stuff for how many years? Forever, it seems like. But it's you all. You are the foundation. You're the rock. You're the people that haven't given up hope, that you still have energy, and you still are going to go back to harass your neighbors, your friends, your congressmen and women who may not be either one of them. But you're going to keep going after them to say, all these wars have to stop, and that whistleblowers should be revered and protected and not put in jail. Thank you.